Welcome to The Daily Degenerate, the ultimate sports and entertainment podcast for your busy life. My name is Cohen Hughes, co-host and producer, and I'm joined by Los Angeles' very own Maddie Goldberg. We appreciate you listening and hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome, everybody, to the Daily Degenerate Podcast, number 33, the Larry Bird edition. I am actually coming to you live in a bathroom in Mandalay Bay because the dude I went to Vegas with is sleeping. So he's sleeping and I'm in the bathroom doing this podcast. And in Smyrna, Georgia, I give you this man.
Ladies and gentlemen, how's it going on a rainy election day, Tuesday, November 6th? My name is Cohen Hughes. Some of you know me as the Michael Rappaport of the South. Some of you know me as Podcast Poppy. I've adopted the surname, the Johnny Sins of podcasting, and I am the professional devil's advocate. Maddie Goldberg, how's Vegas?
Vegas is great. Now, I got a few messages from people because they wanted the podcast last night. And I said, You got to blame Carrot Top because I went to see the great Carrot Top last night. Me and my buddy, we got matching shirts. We got matching Carrot Top hats. We lived the Carrot Top life. You should live that life because you're a ginger fuck as well.
I am a ginger fuck, yes.
The show was bizarre, Cohen.
Like funny you know bizarre, like weird bizarre.
I was like, what the fuck world am I in? He's kind of like the Insane Clown Posse of stand-up comedy. The weirdest thing about the show is, you know how like you go to a Braves game and there's like a montage of like, you know, like the best Brave plays of all time?
Yes.
Before Carrot Top goes on, they play a montage of animals having sex for about like 10 minutes. You're just watching like dogs fuck, horses fuck, turtles fucking. It's bizarre.
That is bizarre.
It's like, let's start the show out with animals having sex for literally 10 minutes.
Yikes.
It was quite weird. And, you know, he's got jokes from like he's been doing for 25, 30 years. I don't know what to say. It was a little surreal. But football, watching football here is amazing. The atmosphere.
Besides the Saints game, you hit any bets yet?
I did not hit any bets. Dallas destroyed me last night.
Yeah, I was riding Dallas in the over last night, and the over hit, but not Dallas.
I mean, they were awful. I think it's time to get a new coach, and I think it's time to say, hey, maybe we don't have the quarterback of the future.
Dak didn't play so bad last night. I do agree with you, though. Jason Garrett has got to go. That was one of the most conservative called games last night, and they could have easily won this game had they actually been aggressive.
I mean, it's Monday Night Football. You got a team like the Tennessee Titans who are very, I would say, mediocre to bad. And you lay a fucking egg. Now I'm going
to
blame
Dak. But you know
Dak.
What Tennessee is going to do. Like, you know they're just going to try to grind the clock, run, get Deion Lewis in space, hand the ball to Henry at the gut. They're just going to dip, dive, and dunk. Mariota's going to run. Like, their offense is pretty laid out for you, you know?
Yeah, well, they have a good read option. But Dak Prescott, turnover inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Terrible interception. One of the worst fumbles I've ever seen where he should have just taken a sack and he's fighting with a lineman and he loses the ball. Though that was the game. Those two plays were the game.
And had Mariota not fumbled twice, this game could have been a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas just laid a freaking egg. They stink. It just seems like there's no excitement with them, no pep in their step, and I just don't know how long they can go with Jason Garrett. And again, I'm not a believer in Dak Prescott at all.
Me neither. I think Dak's not the answer. And I saw a stat that was pretty alarming to me, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Jason Garrett is actually the second longest tenured Cowboys coach of all time. He's been coaching the Dallas Cowboys for 9 years.
And how many playoff wins does he have to show? One.
One playoff win. And that was because Tony Romo put the team on his back.
Yeah, so 9 years, one playoff.
The only coach that's been coaching longer than he has for the Dallas Cowboys was Tom Landry, the legend.
Crazy. In 5 years, Jimmy Johnson had 2 rings.
And they forced him out.
It was too much, the star over Jerry Jones.
I'm about to say, this is Jerry's world, not the coach's world.
And that's why the Cowboys have had this incredible run of mediocrity, because of Jerry Jones. So the atmosphere is great on Sunday. Just so many games. You're watching them all. Just people are going crazy for certain plays. It gets pretty intense. It's a really great atmosphere to watch all the games here. It's like theater setup, theater seating. It's pretty fun. I was at the Mandalay Bay. It's got a really good sports book. So it's really crazy because it's hard to find seats. Like, people are reserving seats. People are like sitting at like 7 in the morning because it's like excitement for them.
Yep.
Gamble on all these games, watch all these games. I didn't get here Saturday, so I wasn't able to watch any of the college football. And I'm not really focusing on the NBA yet or college basketball.
I watched a few of the college games. I worked from like 1 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Or it was more like 8:30, so I was able to catch most of the Bama game. It was just a dominating win. I mean, LSU even had a good game plan. They made Tua throw an interception, but whenever you're playing against a pro team like Bama, like 29-0 is pretty good.
And the crazy thing was, I felt like LSU played a decent game.
Yep. They
did. They came to play hard. They played. They were hitting hard.
They tackled in between the 20s. They made Bama run a lot of plays, per se.
Yeah.
But whenever you have Joe Burrows commandeering the offense, it's not going to be a good day for you against a stacked defense like Bama.
Yeah, I mean, LSU, this is a defense that they've never seen before. And Alabama, like I said, is just head and shoulders above everybody else. I mean, they could blow everybody out by 30 points the rest of the season if Tua stays healthy. The thing is, if he's not healthy, they have no quarterback, because even Hearns is hurt right now.
Yep.
But they're just so much better than everybody else. And the crazy thing is they have so much more talent. And then they make big plays. Like, they make big third downs. They make big catches. You know,
and this is like something that we haven't seen from Saban before, is an offense this prolific. Even under Blake Sims, the offense wasn't this prolific.
No, this is like just a machine. And I feel like LSU played really hard on defense the first half. They just ran out of gas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just like Alabama's a super team. It could be the greatest college team ever or in this era.
I think this team could beat the U.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not like a big comparison of eras or anything, but yeah, Alabama's just different play so styles, much better.
Different style of players, different age of players, but – if you line those two 22 guys against each other, I think Bama definitely wins.
So what are some of the other college games that you were focused on? I got to be honest. I was impressed with West Virginia, because playing in Texas is hard. And
they came down from like 17 points down, didn't they?
Yeah, and it came down to a one-point conversion or two-point conversion.
Greer is definitely very good. Dana Holmgren saved his job on Saturday.
Well, he wasn't going to lose his job.
They were kind of underperforming. Like, they kind of had a bad loss or two.
No, they only lost one game.
But it was a bad loss, though, wasn't it?
It was a bad loss, but they've had a lot of good wins.
And I really think that Will Greer pulled something out of his ass. West Virginia really had no business being in this game until he put the gas pedal on.
West Virginia has tons of offensive talent. It was just a beautiful thing, because we yell at these coaches so much at the end of the game for going for 2 points. We're like, why would you do that? Well, he had the balls to do it, and he got the job done, but nobody gives you any credit when you do it.
You only get the bad feedback whenever you don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody should be like, what a fucking ballsy guy.
Georgia beat Kentucky. It was close in the first half. If Kentucky had any semblance of a passing game, this game probably would have been closer. Kentucky was able to force 2 first half turnovers. But the game just kind of got away from them at the end. I lost the +9.5 on Kentucky on this one.
I bet big on Georgia because I just felt like they were just so much better when it came down to it. Kentucky was having an amazing, you know, kind of star, you know, stars aligned season. And Georgia was just had too much talent. Like Georgia just had too much talent to even have this game close. And this was just like a game of like, well, they're the darling underdogs and let's value them better than they are. And Georgia just hogtied them.
They did. That was a really good game called by Kirby. If they wouldn't have had those two first half fumbles, this game would have been a blowout as well.
But that's what Georgia does, though. Georgia gets you turnovers, you know.
So I also see that my man, Mike Leach, I stayed up to watch this game after the UFC fights. My man, Mike Leach, of course, keeps the wheels turning, keeps rolling on, beats California 19-13 in a very weird low-scoring Washington State
Did not
game.
Cover the spread, though.
Did not.
But did not. They still win. They've only had one loss against the spread this season. Mm-hmm. And they're still in contention.
They are. I think they are in the AP right now. They are 8. And then whenever the college football rankings come out later tonight, 7, I believe.
I'm going to be
about 7 or 8.
I'm going to go with the rankings. This is not anything, you know. I'm pretty sure this is going to be it. It's going to be Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Michigan had a big win. I could see them getting in. They murdered Penn State.
I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia moves to 5.
And it
sucks because Georgia's now looking on the outside. Mm-hmm. But they'll get their chance.
They have to beat Alabama in the SEC title game.
That is insane.
In order to get in.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That's asking a lot.
It is.
But
I don't even know if a good game in the SEC title game gets them in.
No, a win. Only a win.
A win has to do it, especially because they lost to LSU already.
Michigan lucked out.
Yep.
And then something crazy will happen if Michigan loses to Ohio State.
Yep.
You know, Georgia loses to Alabama. Some pokey team is going to get in.
Washington State, mark my words.
Or West Virginia, if they win out. In.
Yep.
Oklahoma, if they win out.
Yep.
It'll be interesting.
It will. It'll be very interesting. I'm really hyped to see how this plays out.
And Notre Dame still has to keep going.
Yes, they do. They have a pretty easy schedule on the back end, though.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Missouri ended up beating Florida pretty good, 38-17. Let's see what else we got. Looks like about it for the top 25. I know Tulane beat USF.
Of course you have to break that up. Nobody gives a flying fuck.
But it was a good win. That was the premier win of the Willie Fritz era. I think South Florida was AP number 32 or 33 at the time, so we beat the brakes off of them.
Nobody gives a fuck. Say it.
Oregon beats UCLA.
Cohen, say it. Nobody gives a fuck about Tulane.
Three people give a fuck, and I'm one of them. I'm one-third of the fan base.
All right. Fair enough.
That seems to be it for all our college games. I know the rankings will come out, I think, at 7 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time.
We should talk about Michigan boat raced Penn State. I mean, Michigan is starting to hit a cylinder. Clemson's starting to just blow teams out like crazy.
Clemson murdered Louisville like 77-14.
It seems like Clemson is starting to get better. They're starting to like put it together, and Michigan's starting to put it together.
Yep. I think this just speaks to how good of a coach Harbaugh is.
It just is like nobody's going to give Alabama a good game. I just can't see it.
Me neither.
Maybe Clemson. Maybe Clemson will keep it to 10. But I don't think any team giving them a good game.
Me neither. So?
Nope. By the way, I've taken like 3 baths since I've been here. It's a beautiful bathtub in Mandalay Bay.
Make you feel like a king?
Oh, I feel like King James, baby.
And you look like King Matty to me.
Yeah. I always worry about the guy that I'm with. He's my buddy Danny. If he's going to like has to use the bathroom, he's just going to walk through while I'm bathing. And just going to put a washcloth on my dick.
That's how the Greeks did it.
Hell yeah.
It's just shared bathrooms.
Of course, man. Yeah, it's been fun though.
Good.
I love coming out here. Are you going to come out here for March Madness?
Yep. Me and nice. Somebody, I was talking about that the other day. I think it's Maddie.
You better get your ass out.
Harrison.
Better get your ass out here.
So can we get on to the meat and potatoes of the NFL already?
No, let's talk about your love life.
The NFL?
Did you go on a date this weekend?
No, I didn't go on a date. This was a good weekend for sports.
So how hard was your dick when the Atlanta Falcons did what they're supposed to do, dominate a good team? Well, not a good team. I said the Redskins were the worst 5-2 team ever. But the Falcons dominated them.
For four quarters is the
domination.
Is the big thing for me. Usually we dominate for three quarters, then kind of let up. But no, my cock was at full staff on Sunday at 1 p.m. Julio Jones finally scores. Matt Ryan had an MVP-type game, 26 for 38, 350 yards, four TDs. Coleman ran the ball great, 13 for 88.
I was most impressed with Tevin Coleman.
He looked really good. It seemed like he was running for 5 and 6 yards before contact every time.
Yeah, I was watching the game, and he was just like – he just had this burst of speed. I mean, granted, they came off a bye.
Yep.
But so did the Redskins. No, the Redskins didn't. He just had this great burst of speed. Like, he was just coming out of a cannon. And it was just the Falcons needed their defense to rest. They were banged up. They've been banged up from the beginning of the season. They needed that extra week of rest. And they played really good on defense, and their offense was, well, I'll say Sark is doing a good job.
Sark called just about the perfect game.
I'll eat my fucking words.
On Sunday. I mean, it was the mix of screens, the mix of the pitches out wide, the mix of up the gut, the mix of players that we got involved. Everyone got touches, it seemed like, except for our fullback. That was a great game by the Falcons. 38-14 beat the Redskins. That was
domination.
That was if that's not the premier win of this year, I don't know what is.
It was a very solid win, and now you have an easier schedule coming up, and it's like you can just make a playoff push. I mean, it's very tough. You guys are probably now in the toughest division. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Panthers are awesome. The Saints are awesome. And you guys are pretty good, and it's like you're third in that division. It's tough.
Well, there were three playoff teams that made it last year from the NFC South, us, the Panthers, and the Saints. And if you were to ask me, I'd probably say it's going to be the same thing this year. Saints, Panthers, and Falcons all made the playoffs.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, it's going to be tough because the Bears are going to make a push, the Vikings. So those two teams are going to be in the mix for a wild card. But, you know, the Panthers are – you know, a Super Bowl contender right now. They're killing teams. I mean, granted, they let Tampa Bay make it close, but, you know, they're putting up a lot of points, and their defense is always tough.
Yep. So, speaking of the Bears, they routed the Buffalo Bills, which everyone expected, on the road in Buffalo, 41-9. Peterman didn't play, like, ultra, ultra, ultra bad. But he still threw three picks.
Yeah.
The most embarrassing stat to me is, yeah, he completed a lot of passes. He completed 31 passes out of 50.
Mm-hmm.
But he only threw for 189 yards. Like, how do you go for under 200 while throwing 31 times?
Yeah, it's been rough.
Completing 31 passes, throwing 50 times.
It hasn't been fun for Nathan Peterman, let's just say. His NFL career is a punchline. I mean, he'll be a punchline for years. And it's not rough because – he probably shouldn't be on the field.
No.
Like, he's probably one of those guys. He's probably like a practice squad guy that should never be on the field and somehow found himself starting a lot of games and just being exposed. Yeah. And it just sucks.
Yeah.
And it sucks for the Bills fans, too.
I feel bad for him. And like you said, I feel bad for the Bills fans for having to watch this. I mean, I'm sure Peterman's a gritty guy. I'm sure he's an awesome guy. I'm sure he's a great locker room guy, the way he studies film and shit. But he just doesn't have the talent, man. Like,
no.
This little experiment should have ended 3 weeks
ago. A long time ago. I mean, they just don't have a quarterback. It sucks. They got Josh Allen. He gets hurt. And then it's like, well, who do you go to? And it's just like, well, you might as well just lose because you're not going to make the playoffs this year.
This makes it seem like this is a tank in disguise.
Yeah, most likely. I mean, Nathan Peterman is a get-you-top-five pick.
Yeah.
So he's actually helping the Bills because they weren't going
to say, like, he is doing a very good job of that.
Yeah. They're not going to win the division. They're not going to make the playoffs. So you might as well lose as many games as possible.
So the Chiefs ended up covering the spread against the Browns. It was right at 10 or 11, depending on who you used. Beat the Browns 37-21. Mahomes with another great game. Kareem Hunt had a great game. Kelce put up a few scores.
This is what the Chiefs do. They just score a lot of points. Their defense is mediocre.
You can try, but you know, like the Browns don't have the firepower to.
No, and you know, the Greg Williams era doesn't start out great, but it's not easy to play.
They were
against
in this game
the best
for a second.
Yeah, it was not easy to start your coaching career for the Browns against the best team in the NFL, or the top three team.
The Browns were in this game for a second. Like a millisecond, and then halftime happened.
So, yeah, they kept scoring to be down by like 8.
Yeah,
and if you were into the gambling,
yeah,
you're like, ugh, it's gonna be a hard cover. But Kansas City eventually did it.
I was about to say, I had the Chiefs to cover the, I think 10.5 for me, and they covered pretty easily there at the end.
Yep, it was pretty easy cover.
So one of the worst games of Sunday was Jets at the Dolphins.
Yeah, the worst game.
This was a fucking field goal battle and a punt battle. You know,
I know it was a bad game. So when you're watching all the games at the sports book in Vegas and all these games are on giant TVs, the Dolphins Jets was on like one tiny television.
Yeah. Darnold had 4 picks. He didn't look great at all. One of them was a pick 6 that ultimately lost him the game because no offensive touchdowns were scored.
And I guess we're realizing that Brock Osweiler sucks once again. He had one lucky game against the Bears, and now he sucks.
Man, I'm not. I mean, Brock's probably fine for a team that doesn't want you to turn the ball over. You know, just want you to go out there and not get.
Nah, he just sucks.
Like,
if he's your starter, your team sucks.
Yeah, and the Dolphins do suck. Having to beat the Jets 13-6 is an awful look.
Yeah, it was probably the worst game of the week by far. Probably set football back a good 60 years.
The second worst game of the week to me was the Vikings and Lions. It's not that the Vikings looked so good, but the Lions just looked bad.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like I said, you know, Golden Tate is so valuable to that team because there's going to be about 3 giant first downs that he's going to get just on his experience and his veteran play. And to lose that is ginormous, is huge. So you're losing those 3 big first downs that can put points on the board, and the Lions had 3 field goals. I hit the under on that one. I was just like, the Lions aren't going to score a lot of points today, and the Vikings aren't either. For some reason, I just felt it, and I won that bet.
If the Lions would have converted their red zone chances and had 21 points instead of 9 points, this would have been a completely different game.
Well, that's where Golden Tate comes in.
Yep. Marvin Jones can only reel in so many big catches for you, you know. I think it was a huge mistake to trade Golden Tate. Granted, he would have been a free agent. He probably would have left at the end of the season, but.
It's basically saying you're giving up on this season.
Yeah. Giving Fat Patricia a year to retool and kind of come out firing next year.
Yeah. They like their young guys. They like Kenny Holiday or Galladay.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know, but at the same time, you know, Golden Tate is just a clutch wide receiver, just a solid clutch guy.
Best run after catch in the NFL, probably.
Yep, and you gave that away.
Just gave it away for practically nothing. I mean, what is it, a 4th rounder?
Something like that.
Yeah. The Lions moved the ball. They just didn't convert on any scoring chances at all.
Every time they got in the red zone, the Vikings would just sack the shit out of Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
They just blitz them. And
speaking of the Vikings defense, there was also a fumbled snap by Matt Stafford. They got ran back for a touchdown by Danielle Hunter, and at that point, the game was over.
Yep. A lot of Vikings fans out here. A lot of Vikings fans in Vegas. Not a lot of Falcons fans. Vikings, Saints, actually a lot of Rams fans. I'm surprised how many Rams fans are out here.
Panthers beat the Bucks 42-28. Fitzmagic had a lot of yards, a few touchdowns.
Their defense is so bad. And it's just like Carolina was just moving the ball at ease, making big plays. Tampa Bay just couldn't stay with them.
No.
But I like the way Fitzpatrick played. He played as good as he could.
Yeah.
He put up 28 points against Carolina.
A great defense.
At home, on the road.
Yep.
You know what? You did your job.
Yep.
You did your job.
It's just so hard to defend McCaffrey. I mean, he just so shifty. One of the best pass catching backs in the league,
Yep, he's turning into such a weapon.
probably second to Alvin Kamara.
He's turning into such a weapon.
He can run routes so well. Him and Cam have a great rapport. They're going to be good for years to come.
Yeah, he's only getting better for sure. He's learning the game and he's only getting better.
So the Steelers and Ravens was a pretty good game. Steelers won 23-16. They just barely didn't cover the over, which I had. Not too disappointing. That was kind of a flyer anyway.
Yeah, that was a great money line game to put on because the Steelers were actually 3-point dogs, and those teams usually split. The Ravens beat them on the road.
Strictly because it was in Baltimore. I don't. Steelers are such a well-disciplined team. I don't really give the home field advantage to the Ravens so much because of that.
Yeah. So they usually split. I watched that game a lot because I put a Pittsburgh Steelers money line bet, and they just kind of controlled the game. And I don't think this whole Lamar Jackson putting him in, it hurts the rhythm of the Ravens. It really does.
Yeah, having to force him in is a bad look. I like whenever they can get him in obvious situations, but it seems like they're kind of forcing him in a few downs a game.
Yeah. Hey, hold on one second. My room. Yeah. Good morning. I'm doing a podcast. Yeah, wait, hold on one sec. My buddy Danny. Hey Danny, you want to talk? I hope I didn't wake you. So, hey Cohen, say hello to my buddy Danny.
Danny, what's good, my man?
Morning.
Morning.
Nice to see you.
Danny, what did you think of Carrot Top?
Beautiful performance.
Well,
Beautiful.
See, he likes it more than you.
He should have green hair.
He said he should have green hair, so he could be Green Top.
Green top.
Yeah. I am doing this podcast, by the way, in the bathroom at Mandalay Bay. But now that my buddy Danny's up, I'm going to move this on my bed. What do you think of that?
I love it.
I really want you to come out here, dog.
I will. I'll find my way out there to the Gomorrah
You know what? I
in the
just did
United
something
States.
stupid. I pulled out the headphones.
That's not good.
Hold on one sec. Did you hear the toilet flush?
I did.
Did you hear the toilet flush?
I did. All right, so our
Good
next
humor.
game
Good humor.
Check
is
1, 2. There we go.
we're back.
There he
We're
is.
back.
All right, so our next game was Texans and Broncos. Bill O'Brien, my man, keeps on finding a way to win. Won his sixth game in a row. He kind of got a gift because Vance Joseph didn't get a few extra yards at the end of the game for a game-tying field goal or a game-winning field goal opportunity. McManus ended up missing a 51-yarder. Vance Joseph kind of wasted about 30 seconds on deciding whether or not to call a timeout, and he could have really set up McManus for a better chance. Denver probably should have won this game, but like Maddie said earlier in the season, Denver's always a team that starts out hot, finds ways to lose games that they should win later in the season.
Yep. And less talented. I mean, guy misses the field goal at the end of the game. And you see, like, I always felt like Houston never gets good luck. They've always been kind of a hard luck team. Well, they're getting a little luck now.
They are. That's a great call. Their lineup is never as talented as other teams. I mean, yeah, they have some talent, but now that Watson is starting to kind of find a stride again, the trade for Demaryius Thomas, great pickup. I love it. DeAndre Hopkins is having a career year. This was a good game to watch, but a very heartbreaking loss for the Broncos. I thought that might have cost Vance Joseph his job, but
Yeah,
apparently
it ends
not.
their season. Probably they don't make the playoffs. But when you trade Demaryius Thomas, aren't you saying like we're not going to make the playoffs this
Yeah,
year?
you're kind of sailing it in.
But they played the game tough. They had a chance to win at the end of the game, and now Houston's starting to get luck. Houston's starting to really make a push.
Yep, for all you guys who said fuck Bill O'Brien, I just want to hear you eat crow while
Well,
you're.
he's lucky he got Deshaun Watson, you know?
Yep.
He really is, or else he wouldn't have a job. He'd be hanging out with Tom Savage.
Hey, that boy's a savage.
Well, somebody's got to be a savage. So now I'm back on the bed in Mandalay Bay. Beautiful Vegas. My buddy Danny LaBella is here. The guy is a maniac, by the way.
All right, let's move on to our next game so we can let you
know. Cohen doesn't want to hear anything about this shit.
Well, I mean, I like talking to you about Vegas, but let's get ready to roll. All
right, ready to roll, motherfucker.
All right, so the Chargers beat the Seahawks on the road.
What did
Seattle.
I say about the Chargers before the season?
They were going to be good. They kind of had a slow start because of all the injuries, but they've kind of started to find their stride.
So what are they now, 6-2?
6-2. They're 3-1 on the road. Road Warriors. I think one of those games counts as London, though.
That's a road game because that was a home game for the Titans.
Yep.
I think that was a home game for them. My bad.
Okay. So we had it flipped. The Chargers and Anthony Lynn have just finally started finding ways to win. They got a lucky win against the Titans. I'm not going to say they should have lost that game, but that game should have definitely went to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chargers are looking good, man. Phillip Rivers is having a great year. Melvin Gordon's having a great year. Keenan Allen had a great performance on Saturday or on Sunday with 125 yards.
And they went into a tough place to play.
Yeah.
Again, Seattle's not a great team this year, but a good team. No. But they went in that place, and they had a convincing win. Their field goal kicker sucked. Sturgis is gone.
Yeah, Sturgis is he's already been released.
So now they have a rookie kicker, and that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have any faith in a rookie kicker?
No.
I mean, it's like now when they play, it's like every field goal, every extra point, you're closing your eyes.
Yeah, I'm just glad the Falcons don't have that problem, you know. That must be a hard thing to sit here and hang your hat on as kicker problem.
Give the Chargers credit. They're a team without really a stadium, and they're a team without a fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they're 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a playoff game at home, like they won't.
It'll
but
be
let's just say the fans would be for the other team.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Danny LaBelle? Yeah.
So one of the games of the night was Saints versus Rams. Me and you called this from a mile away.
$140. I put $140. First thing I did when I got here, I put $140. I said I win this game. I'm eating prime rib.
Prime rib game.
And it was scary.
Lock. 100%.
At half, I'm sitting there thinking, we got it, 18
yep.
points. This is going to be an easy one. Give the Rams credit.
They
fought back. They had a lot of pride. And this is a game that was like, okay, the Saints won at home. But if this came down to the playoffs, I can see the Rams easily beating the Saints.
Yeah.
It was just the Rams were due for a loss.
Mm-hmm. And they got to play in New Orleans.
Yeah. That field goal, fake field goal, was a big call. Kind of changed momentum in the first half.
I don't like that.
I think the refs probably got it wrong, but it was such a crazy call.
Oh, he definitely gained the first down, but I can see where they would say it's too tough to call on the video replay.
Yeah. Drew Brees was amazing.
Of course.
You know, when you bet on guys, like, here's the thing. I bet on Dak Prescott last night. You see a shitty quarterback. You bet on Drew Brees. Your money's in Drew Brees' hands. It's a beautiful thing. It's like Drew Brees is like telling you when you bet on him, like, relax, I got this. Okay, the Rams are going to put up 21 unanswered points. You're pissing your pants. Relax, I got this.
It's Drew Brees in New Orleans. There's not much other than death taxes and the Patriots hosting the AFC Championship game.
God, he is good.
He is
the real deal.
I've had to eat my words the past 3 years saying, oh, maybe Drew Brees is done. Maybe he's getting too old. Nah, he made idiots like me pay.
So I have Bills and Jets fans, friends, mm-hmm. who are like, God, this is the last year of Tom Brady. So now I know how you feel.
No, it's not.
You're like, just get Drew Brees out of there.
Yep. He kills the division. The Falcons usually split with him, which is more than I can ask, honestly.
Well, it's going to be hard this year. You got to do it on the road now.
Mm-hmm. On Thanksgiving night.
Wow. You going to be able to watch that, or are you going to have to do Thanksgiving chores?
I'll go home. I'll come back to my apartment before I do chores at my parents' house.
Are they going to let you watch the game?
Of course. My parents are red-blooded Americans. They like football.
What kind of turkey are you going to get?
I don't know. Probably going to be dry. All turkey's kind of dry.
You ever stick your dick in a turkey?
know. Is it an American Pie, the Thanksgiving edition?
Okay. Just
Wagyu?
Asking. Maybe. Maybe. You got a problem with that? Everybody should stick their dick in a Thanksgiving turkey. Danny?
Hopefully no one ate it before.
What's that?
Hopefully no one ate the turkey.
Well, if you do that, if you sacrifice a turkey by sticking your dick in it, I guarantee that the Falcons will get a win.
I don't know, but...
Well, yeah, I'd probably be willing to agree with you.
Would you do that if you said the Falcons will get a win that night? Would you stick your dick in the turkey?
Probably. I'll do some yucky things for a Falcons victory.
I love it. That's the attitude we like.
Packers-Patriots, a pretty good game. The Packers were really never in this one.
No, is McCarthy gone after this season? I'm going to say yes.
I would like to think so, but you never know with Green Bay. They're a real tradition-based team, so I could see them keeping them around. But
yeah, it's hard
like
to get
to
fired there. Yeah, they're underachieving. They got Aaron Rodgers. He's getting old. They're starting to have seasons that are getting worse and worse. They were never really in this game.
Nope.
Although it was close.
It was close on the scoreboard, but they were really never in it.
Well, they were driving down with the game tied, and they got a big fumble, and then the Patriots just kind of hit the next stride. I like what they're doing with Cordarrelle Patterson,
mm-hmm.
making him a running back.
That's
it's kind of like
Belichick is plug
well,
and play.
Yeah, he's like, you know, you're not really great at running routes. You're so fast. Let's put you back and see if you can run the ball. And
he can.
He's kind of a cool change of pace running back.
Uh-huh. Josh Gordon had a big game. 5 receptions for 130 and a tutty.
Yeah, he got a big play where he got away from the guy, and it's like he has so much goddamn talent.
He does.
So much talent.
Patriots pulled off the move of the year signing.
Probably. Again, they always figure it out, and they got him for nothing.
This is just the genius of Bill Belichick. We're playing checkers, and he's playing fucking 4D backgammon. You know.
Yeah,
like,
well, he's got to be careful because Josh Gordon is a loose cannon. And any moment, he can do something stupid.
Of course.
I mean, he's got deep addiction problems, and that sucks. I feel for Josh Gordon. It sucks to have deep addiction problems.
And
when you're there, you make mistakes.
And,
you know, like,
and we know that when guys do make those kind of mistakes, Bill Belichick will stick to his guns and sit him, like Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl last year. Had they had Malcolm Butler, they probably win that Super Bowl last year.
Malcolm Butler was terrible last night.
Yeah,
he got burned
on two routes that I saw. One of them for a touchdown. And it just seems like this Tennessee defense
last night wasn't great.
They played good enough to win, of course, but I mean the Cowboys moved the ball. You know,
well,
like that,
again,
that
the turnovers
okay.
It doesn't matter if you move the ball. It's the turnovers and when they happen. And they happen, they were just motivation changers.
Mariota got his two fumbles out of the way early. Dak
yep.
waited until it was the important time in the game.
And the Cowboys only got 7 points off those.
Mm-hmm. Should have had 10, but what's his name? Missed a field goal. Maher missed a field goal in the game early.
Yeah, it was a rough game. I had a lot of money running on the Cowboys because I'm in this confidence pool that all you got to do is pick games money line. And I was like down to two people. I had Dallas. The other person had Tennessee. I'm like, it's $300 on $10. I got this easy. And then you're just watching the game. You're like, oh, fuck. I did put a little money on Tennessee to hedge.
Just to hedge.
But, I could have been $300 richer.
Could have.
And Dak was just awful. I'm just going to be honest. He's not the guy.
No,
and
he's
then you're
not.
Just like,
he's not.
You're like, you're the Dallas Cowboys. It's Monday Night Football. You had a bye. How do you got to beat Tennessee. You just got a big-time wide receiver in Amari Cooper. How do you lay a fucking egg?
Bad coaching.
There's like no inspiration. It feels there's no like firepower.
Nope. If I was a Dallas Cowboy, I would have already gotten tired of Jason Garrett clapping me to death on the sideline. And his ride is probably just about over.
He's just so annoying.
Unless they go QB in the draft this year and give him another year or two to fly on him, I just don't see him sticking around for much longer.
It's just Jason Garrett. He's so annoying because I hear their press comments. They're like, well, we're on to next week, and all you got to focus is on winning the next game. It's like, dude, You can't ignore that. There's only
so much fucking tape that you can watch, you know? Like, you can't just say, hey, I'm going to go watch tape and see what we did wrong. Like,
but also, you can't ignore you lost to fucking Tennessee by 14 at home on Monday night.
Yeah.
How do you ignore that? That's a fucking problem.
Get fired up, my man.
That's a fucking problem. On to next week. Only Bill Belichick can say that.
Get out of here.
So how many you have anything you want to say on basketball or anything? We should also talk about Thursday. I mean, that's a big game. Steelers, Panthers,
that is going to be a banger of a game.
But you got a banged up Ben Roethlisberger. I'd probably right now go with the healthier team in the Panthers. I think the Steelers are kind of banged up. I don't know if Le'Veon Bell's actually going to play.
I don't think he's doing
cryptic tweets. But John Connor's been awesome.
James Connor.
He's been great.
I would honestly tend to agree with you. The only reason that I'm going to throw money on the Steelers is because Carolina's kind of due to lose a game. They've kind of been really, really, really white hot lately.
It's in Pittsburgh.
Home field advantage, especially when we get later in the season when weather starts to become a factor. I know Carolina plays in a cold and droopy Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. But Panthers have been really hot lately. If I was a betting man, which I am, I would probably be willing to throw my money on Steelers in the over.
Is there an early spread on this one yet?
Let me see. If I had to take a guess, I would go Steelers, I guess, -2.5.
I'm going to say Steelers -1.
Honestly, it's right now it's Steelers -4, which is way bigger than me and you both thought.
That's a big spread.
And this is
kind of a year Carolina's like really putting together.
They are. North Turner has really turned around that offense and just made it to where Cam can thrive in low pressure situations.
And get that Christian McCaffrey active as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just so shifty. You just have to get him the ball in space.
Yeah. He's such a weapon. He's really turning into what everybody thought he would be.
Mm-hmm. In the NBA, I would sort of, I don't know.
How are the Golden State Warriors doing? Are they doing good?
Yeah. They've only lost the one game. That was to the Nuggets. They've been blowing things out pretty much.
They're talking about firing Bill Walton's son.
Well, Magic Johnson came out and said that, of course, we are reviewing his performance, you know, and if we need to make a change, we will. And then he went on to later in the week to caveat that and say, we probably won't. Like, Luke will be here until the end of the year unless
he ain't gonna last. He ain't gonna last.
So the roof is kind of on fire in LA right now.
I mean, he basically got to bring in a LeBron James friend.
Well, and you're absolutely right. To get the most out of LeBron, that's what they have to do. They're 2-6 right now, not doing too great. But we've seen this with LeBron James super teams before that. On a team that he goes to, it kind of takes up 10, 15, 20 games to get his bearings.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's new players, new chemistry, but very, very slow start there.
A surprising team that has been better than expected has been the Brooklyn Nets. I think they're sitting at 4-4 right now.
What about the Sacramento Kings?
The Sacramento Kings have been very, very good. You've seen me in our group text.
But De'Aaron Fox is turning into a great player.
He is. They gave the Jazz a great game on opening night. They've won a few games they shouldn't. They won me a lot. They won me about $200 about a week and a half ago.
You're killing in the NBA parlays. You should put some NBA parlays up on the TDD.
I think
because you are killing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're making $100 on 10 like a couple times a week.
Mm-hmm. And
I don't know what you're doing with that money. Probably sticking it up your asshole.
I am. And it's just you just got to pound the over.
Pound it.
Pound the over, and really, really, really just look at the last five games. In soccer, they call it recent form.
Mm-hmm.
If a team's 5-0, 4-1.
They're due for a loss.
Due for a loss. Play the schedule. Be logical. Don't think too much about it. I'm not saying go over here and analyze their fucking road and away splits and see how many fans are going to be in the arena tonight. No, don't do that. Just look at their recent form. Look at who they have on the schedule.
You could probably sell some of your picks for money, dude.
Let's wait until I get more consistent.
Yeah. You won't be valeting cards anymore. You'll be running like $1 million business in Smyrna, Georgia.
I wish.
You'll be selling cum towels.
Hey, I'd sell my underwear and cum towels.
Yeah.
Ready to fucking roll.
Ready to roll.
To wrap up the NBA, it's been kind of a boring start to the season, honestly. The Celtics lost last night, which kind of Denver's a great team. Denver's been surprisingly good. Brooklyn Nets with Jared Allen and Caris LeVert have been very good. The Cavaliers have been god-awful.
How's that guy from Duke doing that's on Utah?
Grayson Allen?
Yeah, is he getting the games?
Jazz got pieced up last night because Mitchell wasn't playing, but he's getting into games. He had a good dunk and a good three last night. He's had a little bit less playing time.
Yeah.
For what I like. But I will say this. During his minutes, he is productive. He just hasn't got as many minutes as someone like me would have liked.
That's cool.
Cavaliers have been awful, way worse than I expected. At least Kevin Love, they would at least perform.
Didn't I tell you they would be the worst team without LeBron James? I said they wouldn't win 20 games without him.
I think that just goes to show how dysfunctional the locker room was. Because
it just shows you how good LeBron James is.
They have some talent, but like you said, LeBron James carried that team.
They have no talent.
Day in and day out. Yes, they – I mean, Korver – Clarkson, Nance.
Yeah, but these guys are old men.
Thompson. I mean, you're right.
They're not players. They're role players. Up,
but they have a little bit of talent in the East.
No
They should have won more games than not.
Give LeBron James all the credit in the world. That was a horrible team last year without him. They're an under 20 win team without him. I'm getting hungry. I'm going to go down to the breakfast buffet in a bit and have some biscuits.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of powdered eggs.
Yeah, you know, I had the buffet wasn't very good. You know, the eggs were kind of like solid. The pink, it was like kind of, I don't know, it just didn't.
You're eating military.
The bacon's always good.
Well, yeah, because it's just like unlimited bacon. Any unlimited bacon is good.
The bacon is so good. And then my buddy Danny's like, "Do you want me to tell you where bacon's from?" I'm like, "Fuck, no, I don't give a fuck." But he's like, wants to tell me like it's like cow's assholes or pig's assholes.
It's just all the shit that gets ground up and streaked out.
Well, who gives a fuck?
Kinda
it tastes
like
delicious.
Nuggets.
It tastes delicious, dude.
It sure does.
I've been eating this shit for 42 years, and I'm still on this planet.
Still
and
kicking.
I'm going to live another 42 years, so it is what it is, dog.
So, Matty Gorba, that is actually a great idea. I'm kind of hungry as well.
What are you going to eat?
I don't know. I may go in the kitchen and cook myself a little, a few eggs. Maybe a
next
piece of
year,
bologna and then some Pop-Tarts.
You must come to Vegas for a football weekend.
I will be there.
You must come. You will be in heaven.
Me and Jeremy, me and Harrison, me and somebody will come out there.
Bring your loser Falcons jerseys.
Yep.
Bring your loser Jazz jerseys.
Let's go.
Because everybody wears their jerseys. And you'll have like a blast watching all the games.
I'm a huge jersey guy. Like, I do like wearing my jerseys. Like
I know. You even got like other teams.
Yeah.
Like, you got Matt Forte on the Jets.
Tulane graduate. Ridiculous. I love it.
So weird you like Tulane.
Hey,
just
pick
the random college.
Myself, you know?
That's like if I'm a big Florida International University fan.
It's your team. You're the only one that roots for them, so you can't be called a bandwagon.
Anything else you're looking forward to this week?
There's a good cachet of NBA games on tonight. I don't think my Jazz play.
Put your parlay up before the games start tonight.
I'll do it right before I go vote because I have to go take a test today and then I'm going to vote.
Oh, yeah. People remember to vote today. I don't know who to vote for, but remember to vote.
Nah, or don't. America's fucked. Either or.
Yeah.
Matty Goldberg, plug yourself before we leave.
At Matty Goldberg on Instagram, at Matty Goldberg 1 on Twitter. I just put up a picture of me and my buddy wearing Carrot Top shit. I went to Carrot Top. Did I mention I went to see Carrot Top?
Uh-uh.
The greatest
How
Vegas experience ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Cohen Hughes. You find me Cohen_Hughes on Instagram, Cohen Hughes on Facebook. I don't do Twitter. I do Reddit and all the other shit, but you can't really talk to me on there much. If Maddie doesn't have anything else.
Oh, you know what I was going to say? I'm so dedicated to this podcast. I had my bag confiscated because they found the microphone in the bag. The microphone went off in the alarm system in my bag. I had a lot of edibles in my bag. I was terrified.
God.
They didn't even care about that. And they're like, "Oh, you have a microphone." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a podcaster."
Fuck TSA. Bastards are worried about fucking microphones instead of
That's right.
marijuana edibles being transported across state lines.
That's right, brother. All right, go jerk yourself off. Enjoy your Tuesdays, and I love you guys.
All right, love you too, Maddie. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 33 of the Daily Degenerate Podcast, Larry Bird edition. Thanks for listening.
I'll talk to you soon, buddy.